The White Lotus Award, or Bai Lian Hua Jiang, China's first literary award for plagiarism, has debuted to wide fanfare and public amusement, with many commending the creative effort to combat widespread copyright infringement in online publishing. Okay, guys, isn't this a little bit ironic? There's an award given for plagiarism. That's pretty much copying other people's work.
Yeah, I no longer want it, so.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty on you.
Yeah, I will paint a better picture for you, Ryan, about what is the White Lotus Award.
Okay.
So, actually, it belongs to the Tianjin Writer Association, launched its, like, Firestone Literary Awards on the October 29th, mm-hmm. they want to hold this award to encourage literary talent and originality. However, they grabbed the public attention by creating this White Lotus Award to tackle plagiarism headlong. And also, they give this award to the novel Jin Xiu Wei Yang, or The Princess Wei Yang in English. Actually, this novel, which has adapted into a popular TV series, was more than 18 billion viewers.
Whoa.
Yeah, in 2016. It has been plagued with allegations of plagiarism since it appeared online in 2012. Also, I want to explain the White Lotus a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very beginning, the association want to call this award Golden Snot. It's really funny, right? But later they think, oh, it's maybe not very decent. Mm-hmm. So they change it into White Lotus. So I have a question. Ryan, do you know what does White Lotus refers to in Chinese?
Sounds very nice. Like a good thing. Kind of ironic here. Maybe you could, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it seems to associate it with the purity, but actually, according to the Chinese internet slang, this term is refers to like a malicious woman who's trying to pretend to be innocent, especially in front of men.
Oh man, White Lotus.
So now do you want to have this kind of award?
Apparently, I don't want this kind of award or that kind of woman.
Yeah, and apparently the winner of this award, they didn't show up at a ceremony.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay, so you know, we're privy to this stuff, and all joking aside, I was familiar with the White Lotus because of some lovely research we got here. And I was thinking to myself, you know, as we're going through this, I was like, yeah, so, you know, what if somebody comes like me, you know, and they're like, they didn't do their research. They're like, oh, I won an award. Sweet. And so then they go, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe they go to this award ceremony, and all of a sudden, maybe, you know, they're sitting down, and they think they're getting a legitimate award. Of course, this would never happen, but how awesome would it be? Is if they go up there not really knowing. This is how I do the award ceremony. I wouldn't tell the author that it was for plagiarism. Then they come and they're like, yeah, just, you know, I want to thank my mom for all the things she told me about not doing my own work. My dad for saying a school's for fools. And all my friends for helping me make this happen and finding cool bits of stories I could use. It's hard work for somebody else, and that's why I do it. Thank you very much, White Lotus, everybody. You know, this kind of, that would never happen. But let's talk a little bit about the nominee of this White Lotus Award. Okay, so I guess to talk a little bit about, you know, why it's having this copyright problem is, I guess in 2016, 11 writers teamed up to file a lawsuit against the author of The Princess Wei Yang for copyright infringement, asking for a compensation of more than 2 million yuan, okay? The case is still in progress, guys, okay? So we'll know the result, I guess, in early 2018.
Yeah, next year.
Is what people are talking about. But, okay, so let's talk about the person who did this. The award winner, we could say, okay? Congratulations, Zhou Jing, better known for her pen name, Qin Jian, who published the novel The Princess Wei Yang, on a popular online literature website, Shaoxiang Academy. Almost immediately, the novel came under fire from readers who said the plot and wording were similar to other works. A group of volunteers formed through micro-blogging website Weibo with the aim of collecting and exposing examples of the novel's plagiarism. So people saw this, people went on Weibo, they really went after this novel, and according to Jimin's report, Alliance of Authors, Playwrights, and Anti-Plagiarism Crusaders prepared lawsuits against the acclaimed online novel as well, accusing her of over 200, I guess 200 examples of copying works. So this is no small, I guess, plagiarism effort from this lady. But yeah.
Yeah, and it's, if this were true, acknowledged by the court, then it would be someone that's really put in great efforts, to some extent, to copy from other people. And the reason why online literary works have become a place where people are investigating more of this plagiarism crime is because, as you guys have talked about, now it's being turned into TV shows, TV series, and it could spawn into other things, and these cultural products make huge amount of money. So we're talking about sort of the origin of how these works of plagiarism could, you know, be blown into something a lot bigger, and it is getting a lot of attention. But one interesting thing here is, like Huang Shan has explained, the White Lotus Award, it by name, you think of internet slang, you think of this image of a slightly sexist, but sort of capturing a problem that we see in plagiarism. How is it being selected, and how wide range of influence does it have right now?
Okay, so let's discuss about how people select the winners. Actually, it's not decided by some professional judge panel, but it's based on the online voting system. It means like every netizens, they can get their vote for the TV series, which the novels which they think has the plagiarism inside. So someone are doubting like maybe it's not professional at all. Yeah, because you don't need to like register an account or sign in. You can just being a common netizen, then you can get your vote.
Yeah, you know, I think before we jump into all that stuff of whether this is legitimate or not, let's like talk about why this is such a big deal. It was just an online publication. Like, you know, I think that's one thing we need to consider here is things getting published online sometimes don't have to go through like the credible publishing companies that make their authors go through all these hoops of saying, we want to make sure whatever works we're publishing under our company's name is not, you know, not plagiarized. But sometimes maybe some of these places online are a little easier and relaxed in their publishing standards for this kind of stuff to happen. But anyways, one of the big things here is, as Huang Shen had said, you know, 18 billion views in 2016 for the adaptation of the TV version of this novel. But not just that, I guess in just 11 days after the premiere, the show recorded more than 1.76 billion views on Tencent's video streaming site, according to Sixth Tone Xiao Yingxuan, a researcher in online literature at Peking University. He believes the profit is what's driving this force behind persuasive plagiarism. So also, you know, before we just like jump on maybe some of these people saying like, well, the things that are happening for plagiarism and how we're going after them and whether we need hard evidence, I think one of the things we need to also recognize here is that these people are making tons of money off of being copying other people's works. And so in which case, you know, that's another aspect of this is, you know, people were criticizing this lady by her pen name, Qin Jin, for plagiarizing so many works, yet a TV series or a company or a network or whoever picked this up and turned it into something to be shown on TV, they didn't seem to mind. And this is how these things get lucrative. It's like there's, sure, I'm plagiarizing, but some company doesn't care. They see the lucrative value in how I take a bunch of other people's works and combine it into one to make one super, like, Lord of the Rings type series that combines Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, I've made the most awesome and amazing fantasy series. Somebody says, oh, we know that's plagiarized, but you know what? Let's pick it up and let's turn it into an adaptation for online TV. And that's when it becomes a moneymaker. So on top of just them plagiarizing, it's also a problem of, as a company, I'm able to pick up a plagiarist work.
Well, with in the defense of maybe the company is that sometimes you don't necessarily know that this piece of literary work that's been very popular online has been plagiarized, has been copying from somebody else. You don't necessarily know that until maybe, you know, with this one, if the lawsuit finishes and then the judge rules yes or no in terms of plagiarism. But here, do you think that award that recognizes plagiarism, it's all very ironic, would be able to stop or at least contain plagiarism from, you know, spreading like cancer online?
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of agree with Ryan. No matter it's professional or can have some positive effect, but at least it sent out a delivery, a message that now we are like working on anti-intellectual property infringement, because by in the past, all this like publishers or IP developers, they only care about profits. Once an online novel, they got a huge fan base, they will try to contact the author and they won't think it has any plagiarism or not. They will try to turn it into a TV series because they know they can make a profit on it. But now with this award, it tells us maybe we should not only focus on the ratings or the sales numbers, but we should pay more to the content if it's plagiarized or not.
I just think, like, you know, this person probably, if they plagiarize, they know they're plagiarizing. So your award means nothing to them. It's like, oh, ha ha, you know, you guys gave me this award. Well, guess what? I'm rich and you're not. So boom, I made money off you. You know, at the end of the day, I get the last laugh. So what good is your awards? Really, I win because I made money off you. You celebrate me at your place, you know. Give me, haters gonna hate on people that make money off of you, for sure. If I was this Writers Association, I mean, as they pertain to this award, first of all, this could turn into a witch hunt, scarlet letter, defame actually good people that are writing good novels, because a lot of what they do is to get this award is they cooperate with private companies and netizens, almost solely on netizens' votes and opinions. These people aren't professionals. Yeah. They're not getting a team of legal judges to look into the laws and facts as it pertains to copyright in China, so that when I go after your good name, I do it in a legal way. Otherwise, that's defamatory. You're hurting somebody's name. You're giving them the scarlet letter. And once you get the scarlet letter, right, nobody's going to look at you the same way. So you got to be really careful when you do this kind of thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, Helen. That's a very good point, because some people are going to say that who gives this award any authority? And I guess the person that's giving it authority is whoever is talking about it, I suppose, and also those who vote for it and those online users that they... It's sort of like a word by mouth in a way kind of vote. And I do wonder whether this will become influential at all, actually.
Yeah, I think too, something, you know, something, because they're saying that the plot and so on was plagiarized in this adaptation, in this novel, basically, that was adapted, sorry. Something to keep in mind is, you know, they said there was this work, Princess Wei Young, took over 200 different ideas and whatnot from different novels and plagiarized them in that way, right? That's a lot of different plagiarizings. You know, I'll paint a picture. Do you really think everything's so different? Do you really think like originality is so easy to come by? You know, before you start going after somebody. I mean, plagiarizing is like if I take word for word. That's how I see it many times. Plagiarizing, word for word what you said. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, let's take J.K. Rowling. Mm-hmm. Just because she wrote Harry Potter, does that mean she gets the IP on boy wizard stories? What if I write a way better story? From now on, now we can never hear about a boy wizard. What if that's my favorite kind of story and somebody can do it better or write a whole new universe? But suddenly, if I touch that, or implement elements of Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings, one could argue Game of Thrones steals so many elements from the universe of maybe those who came before him. Mm-hmm. So in which case, where do we draw this line? And where does this witch hunt end? And don't we need professionals, not netizens, to decide who's the plagiarist and who's not? And that's what this award is. I don't think when you are consulting netizens and privatized companies who maybe have an interest in going after certain publishing houses or this and that, that you're getting an honest, maybe all the time, an honest accusation of who's plagiarizing. Rather, this needs to go through some kind of law standards. And if the Writers Association is so upset and feels like so many people are making money off of their brainchilds, then standardize it through law. Try to get that standardized. Because at the end of the day, you crying and having an award ceremony celebrating somebody who made money off your works is only showing the world, hey, you need to do a better job at implementing better copyright standards, because obviously you feel people are making money off your stories.
Yeah, actually, I do think they should provide more like stronger evidence, or they need to offer some standardized regulations on how to identify the plagiarism in those novels. Because taking this White Lotus award as an example, it's really funny the name. And another strong nominee for this award is the 三生三世十里桃花, The Eternal Love, in an English translation. Actually, an insider say, who is an expert in the identification of the plagiarism, after based on his research, he found out actually it's not have any plagiarism inside the novel. So if you give this reward only solely based on the netizens' vote, and you give this reward to the author, actually it's influence his or her reputation.
Yeah, I guess it does have an impact on those who are involved. And here, I do think it's a very crucial question that needs some answers. That is, how do you define, what qualifies as plagiarism? And actually, in Chinese copyright law, there's strict definition. And that's why I think you do at the same time see these lawsuits ongoing, showing that there is also the court where people are trying to find some answers here. But in a way, I feel the internet users are very good detectives of copyright infringement. I understand there's one way of looking at this, which is almost through the like softwares that you can detect like paragraphs that turns into red when exact same wording happen. But there's also in the eyes of the readers when you've seen the same kind of story somewhere else, but now it's just being repackaged with a different bottle, but pretty much the same wine, then you know that, and then maybe you can vote this way and then take it to legal matters. Do you think this could be, in a way, a good thing?
No, because I think you just painted the argument yourself. Is like netizens, I've heard so many people say, oh, that movie was such a ripoff of that movie or this kind of thing. And that's your opinion, you know, of course. Like I said, I think it's debatable whether so many things that we enjoy are original. Vampires and love. I mean, God, how many stories out there have those two dynamics in them? Yet I could say, oh, one's a ripoff of the other. And I wouldn't be wrong in some circumstances. This needs legal backing. There needs to be a legal standard, because at the end of the day, that's what the law is. People have different opinions on something, but then we find this common ground where we say, okay, guys, this is if it fits in this criteria, then it definitely is, right? But to certain circumstances, one could argue that, you know, wizards and dragons and castles or princesses and love and all the stuff, that's not necessarily someone's IP.
Yeah, I think certainly that we're seeing progress, certainly in people's awareness in a way that at least this is being discussed, and a lot of people are unhappy when they see similar plots, similar stories in different videos and these TV series. But certainly we still have a long way to go to detect, first of all, you know, the plagiarized works, and also taking legal action and seeing punishment levied on those thieves of other people's brainchild. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen.